What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to see you.
I was waiting on you to say it first.
No.
I always leave
the stare off.
I got to ask you before we get to the coaching conversation. You put out on Twitter yesterday, and I think you responded, Scott Van Pelt, number of people talking about Atlanta's airport and the craziness going on. Do you ever get any responses of like crazy stories from people that you were talking to yesterday?
Well, we are trying to figure out, and I think we know exactly what happened. It's the perfect storm. Listen, Atlanta airport's getting absolutely in Atlanta getting. I just hate that everybody leaves town, the media, right? Those are the ones that control the narrative because they're writing the blogs and they're on social and everything else. And they just listen, when your line is so long that it's going outside and it's 20 degrees.
Baggage claim outside.
Outside is 20
crazy.
Degrees. So I think what happened is think about Snowmageddon, which is when everybody left at the same time. So you all woke up, whether you had a 3 o'clock flight or a 10 a.m. flight, everybody's saying we got to get to the airport early. Either we're going to change our flight or we're going to get there 4 hours early. So I think it was, instead of the day being spread out, I think you had 100,000 people show up and try to get on flight. The TSA line was longer than it's ever been in the history of the Atlanta airport.
That's crazy.
Those are folks flying regularly.
Is there a chance that they were also understaffed because of the traveling conditions?
I don't think yesterday morning but travel was an issue yesterday morning, was it?
No, but I do think they're – there were some reports that, hey, be careful, don't be out past a certain time.
At the same time. I don't know. We're going to try to talk to some folks about that. Listen, I got other things to talk about.
Okay,
minutes here. I like hearing you guys talk about coaches, and I was thinking about all the coaches I've covered here and how it all plays out about the same way. And I'm talking about, I've probably covered 40, 50 coaches. If you include Georgia, which was, I think I covered the back end, maybe. Ray Goff, Mark Richt, Kirby, that's the shortest one.
Jim Donnan.
Oh, yeah, Jim Donnan. I covered him, covered Hewitt, covered Brian Gregory, covered Josh Pastner, covered David Sotomayor, covered Bobby Kremins, covered George O'Leary, back end of that nightmare 1-11 year.
Bill Lewis.
Bill Lewis and all that.
Do you remember how Jim Donnan got the job when they had Glenn Mason
from
Kansas was going to have it?
And then took it.
He took it and then went back. He did a Josh McDaniels.
Which has happened a couple of times. Bobby Kremins, Bobby Kremins took the South Carolina job, and the day of the press conference or whatever, he said, I can't leave.
No.
That was his alma mater, which is similar to, what was it? That happened with Billy Donovan, who took the job. And Tom Izzo, I don't know if you know this, Tom Izzo was in Atlanta, took the Hawks job, went back to East Lansing, Michigan, and then once he got back on campus, he couldn't leave, and they lost on Thomas. But here's what I want to say about, and I think about Dan Quinn, and I have had a chance to talk to owners and coaches and just say, listen, I don't know everything, but here's what I know. It's never going to last, the good times. I remember telling Arthur Blank, it's not realistic. that you have to be thick-skinned, you cannot listen to all the noise, and you will be fired. You will absolutely be fired. That is going to happen. Think about Dan Quinn's final 2 years here and the level of abuse that this guy was taking. You would have thought that Dan Quinn was an utter buffoon, right? Dan Quinn in Seattle was the best defensive coordinator in the league possibly.
He was.
And he was in Dallas.
No doubt.
He was in Dallas. He went to a Super Bowl here, and then the next year won a playoff game after nobody goes back when you lose a Super Bowl. He won in L.A., and they went to Philly and played tough.
Should have won that game.
And now he's back in the NFC Championship game, right?
Yeah.
So what do we know? Like, we sat here mocking that guy and his phrases and expressions. People are getting on Raheem now because he's too verbose. I hear other stations of guys want to keep. We don't know any. Is Mike Smith a good coach? I don't know. He had a hell of a great run. Were we good to him at the end? Not really.
No, I thought there was one point where his family was mentioned in a press conference, and I thought it was completely unfair and out of line.
In terms of what?
Well, basically, how would your family handle the losing, and how they handle if you lose your job or your job being in question? And I thought that was out of line because that's first off, it leave people's families out of things. It's hard enough when you're going through stuff.
Well, my point is, we don't know anything. You know, like Arthur Smith went 7-10, 7-10 with a roster. We won one more game than Arthur Smith roster that had double the amount of talent. So I don't know. Will Arthur Smith coach somewhere else again?
Yeah.
And be really good? Josh McDaniel was the babe, the boy, how many times as an offensive coordinator? Was he a horrible coach? I don't know. He had two bad runs in Denver and L.A. My point is you're going to be fired. And, you know, Mark Richt got fired, and Mike Smith got fired, and Dan Quinn got fired, and that's the job. Lenny Wilkins got fired. I was thinking about all the guys that covered with the Hawks. Really, the standout is, you know, I know Freddie Gonzalez was in between, but Bobby Cox and Brian Snicker and Kirby Smart, right? You could argue.
And even Brian Snicker got whispers.
Well,
and has.
But Bobby Cox was fired by the Braves. He was fired the first time around.
Okay, but yeah, I'm talking about the end of his run.
Yeah, I know, but I'm
and
just
Brian
saying.
And Brian Snicker will leave on his own recognizance, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. Well, the point is, though, is that you can be fired somewhere and come back and be a very successful
coach.
By the
way,
it's about the building, though.
You're a good coach, even if you're fans are going. I'm not all of them.
No. Yeah.
Not all of them. But, yeah. I mean, how can you say Dan Quinn's not just a good coach? He's a tremendous. Look at his last five jobs.
Yeah. Well,
look at that guy. And we treated him at the end in this town like he was a clown.
And that's the thing. I think it's a really good point because you think about it. He would never stop being a good coach, to your point. Did he lose his way? Did the end of building stuff come up that hurt? Yeah.
Maybe that's inevitable. I don't know how many companies you have the same head of sales or the same CEO or, you know. You know who else loses your way? Your quarterback's not quite as good, perhaps. Matt Ryan on the back end.
Well, and here's what I'll say to your point. If you're going to be a defensive head coach, you have to have a Jesse of an offensive play caller. And that's exactly what has made Dan Quinn successful at both of his stops when he has been successful.
You know, even covering the Hawks, Lon Kruger, he took abuse. Lon Kruger's an unbelievable coach in college, everywhere he's been. He got run out of town. Budenholzer, we were done with. The guy's had three jobs since then, big jobs.
Won a title.
Yeah, won a title. What did we say about him, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. As all these teams are hiring coaches and we're worried about Jeff Albrecht and everything else, it's just the nature of that. You will be fired. You will be run out of town. And, you know, the GM will last longer than you will. But at some point, unless you are Bobby Cox, Brian Snicker, Kirby Smart for the most part, you don't decide when you get to leave.
No, you don't. And it's the same. It's the, like players say, man, it stands for not for long.
Guess what? Raheem Morris will be the best coach in the NFL if we go 12-5. This year, we're saying, did we make the right call?
Winning cures all.
That's what it's about. Winning and at some point, you will not just keep winning. It won't happen.
Yeah.
And you're either Mike Tomlin in your place where they're not going to fire you for it, or you're going to get run out of town, which is what happened to Dan Quinn. I'm rooting for him on Sunday for sure.
Too. I think we all are. Real quick, what do you guys got coming up?
We got Crazy Storm, man. We're going to check in with Graf in New Orleans. There's a foot of snow on the ground in a city that's never seen that.
At my parents' house in Pensacola. It's crazy. They've never seen
Rosemary Beach 30A is covered in snow.
It's nuts.
We'll talk about that. A lot on the Atlanta Hawks here. We didn't get to it yesterday. Also find out how Atlanta did, how folks other than the airport are saying about the national title in Atlanta. Sandra's here. She spent the night in Atlanta. I just drove in. No issues at all. Not telling you to get on the road, but, you know, let's go. We got a job to do. Let's
there you go, man.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.